Amen. You may be seated. Hey, happy Monday.
Yeah.
We have a really unique opportunity this morning, and I'm so glad that all of you are here for this. You probably know from hearing us talk about it or from checking out on the website that Campus Ministries has a mission statement kind of a thing. We talk about growing world Christians in the soil of hope. And I think we have a great opportunity to do that this morning. We know that we are not the only body of Christ worshiping, even right now, that there are Christians around the world who are worshiping. So one of the ways that we are going to grow as world Christians this morning is by hearing from one of our brothers in Christ from a different part of the world. But not only that, we're growing world Christians in this soil, here at Hope. And one of the things that's so great about our guest speaker this morning is that he comes from soil that has been cultivated right here at Hope College that has borne fruit around the world. Did you know that 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, people from Hope College helped to begin a new thing in India called the Hope English Medium School, and that school still exists today, and if you went there, you would see pictures of Hope graduates who have been principals and teachers there on the walls, names that you would recognize, because for more than 100 years, Hope College has been the mother school for the Hope English Medium School. We are hoping that God is doing something new in the soil of hope. So that's why we have invited Raju Astravadam to be here. Raju is from a small town in India of only 100,000 people called Madanapale, and he is here to tell us about a school there called the Hope English Medium School that is started in this soil, the soil where you are, which means it is part of your story as well. So could we welcome Raju this morning?
Thank you. Like they say in French, I have this sense of deja vu, of having been there before. I'm talking about 50 years ago, when I was in school. I was made the prefect of that school. And before the school session started, all prefects had to take the oath of office, sort of. So my principal, like Kate out here, came and spoke about prefects, and then each one of us had to come forward and take the oath. And I was standing right there in the wings. And then my name was called out, Raju Astravadam. She's got it absolutely right in her pronunciation. So I came out, and I was supposed to say and take the oath, I, Raju Astravadam. So I came here and I stood and I said, I, Raju Astravadam, and then I was blank when I saw this huge hall of children's faces, a huge hall of faces. Like I said, today I get that same feeling when I see this. So, and before we go blank, can we just close our eyes for a word of prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Yes, like Kate said, that it is a historic day for us, for me. A century and 30 years ago, a missionary from Hope College came across to my little town, 100,000 people, and started a school there. That school still exists, and today, 130 years later, a person from Hope School comes to your college to reconnect with Hope College. I'm going to talk to you about a little topic that is very close to my heart. It is from the book of Chronicles. Chronicles is a book in the Old Testament which very few people read. Because when you open Chronicles, so-and-so begat somebody, somebody begat someone else, somebody begat someone else. And he said, give me a break, please. this is enough, right? But somewhere tucked in that book of Chronicles is a guy who features, who never featured before in the Bible and who never features afterwards in the Bible. But he features in that one verse in the first book of Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 10. And he's a guy called Jabez. And he says a prayer which, unfortunately, I came to know about when I was about, you see these gray hairs, I'm about 64, when I was about 45 years old, very late in life. And today I want to, when I see young faces here, and I was told that I was going to talk to young faces, I'm very glad that I'm here and I can tell you about this prayer, because this prayer is so meaningful, and if you do apply it every day in your life, it will do such wonders, and you'll see how. The verse goes like this. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be upon me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Let's break that up in four parts. First, Jabez says, "Oh, that you would bless me." In India, we, at every step, we ask the pastor, our reverend, our presbyter, to come and bless us. When a child is born, you take the child to the baptism and the pastor is there. When my son gets a new bike, I take the bike across to the pastor and say, please bless it. When I buy a new car, I drive it up to the pastor and say, please bless it. If we are to build a house, the pastor is called in. At every stage in our life, a man of God is called to bless whatever we are going to do. And here was Jabez, who called upon the God of Israel to bless him. Here comes the second part. First is calling upon God to bless you. Second is enlarge my territory. Well, if you think about it, in the olden days, we just talk about a small territory and we would expect that Jabez wanted a bigger territory. But metaphorically speaking, if I were to give my own example, right? I was a combat aviator for about 25 years. Never bothered about Jabez, never bothered about, getting so in deep into saying, apart from saying my daily prayers. A flamboyant pilot, if ever there was one, and you see a very sober Raju standing in front of you, all right? And then I had this change in career, and that is the time I sobered down. And then I became a director of a hospital. Can you imagine an aviator becoming a director of a hospital, not knowing anything about medicine? For 10 years, I ran a hospital, ran it successfully. And then I returned to my hometown in Madanapalli, and we have Reverend Lingan here, who is the Mission Partners India, and she talked me into taking over a school, Hope School. And then I was also in a school which does a unique kind of teaching methodology. So the three different careers, and because of that, where the third career that I am in, because of that, can you imagine I have traveled continents to be here in Hope College? Can you imagine how much God has enlarged my territory? The third part that I will draw your attention on is this last bit of the first song that you all sang. And you kept on repeating it in the last word. Place your hand on me. Place your hand on me. Place your hand on me. And here, Jabez says, that asks for that God's hand would be upon him. When you had your youth, Have you had your father's hand put on your shoulder? Don't you get that reassured feeling? Don't you get that very comfortable feeling that somebody who loves you is keeping his hand on you? Imagine God's hand on you. And you ask for God's hand to be on you, and God places his hand on you, like the way you just sang that song. And the third part that he asks, which is very normal, he says, keep me away from sin. So there are four things Jabez asked for: that he would get blessed by God, that he would increase his territory, that he would keep his hand on him, and he would keep him from sin. Simple four things that if you do ask every day, you will get it. Why do I talk about this? There are two things that come out of this little prayer. One is Jabez thought big. Your God is an awesome God. Your God is a huge God. The story is told about Alexander the Great, who had a very trusted general. And that general, and Alexander had promised that general, I will get your daughter married. So when the general gave his bill to the emperor, the guy went across and said, this is an enormous amount. And he told Alexander, it's huge an amount. And Alexander said, give it to him, because he does me honor by quoting such a huge figure. Firstly, he believes that I have the capability to give that. Secondly, he believes that I will give it to him. So when you ask God, ask big. He's got everything. He's got the resources, and he's willing to give it to you. And the last part of it is that God granted him his request. God believed that what you ask for, you will get. So when you're in your time, go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And use that prayer as a, what we call in India, as a mantra. You say it over and over and over again, and it will help you. And I just want to give you one last verse from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you. This is God speaking. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He's a God who's got great plans for you. Shall we close our eyes in prayer? God, Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear about this prayer. Let this prayer be a prayer for these youngsters who are starting their lives. Be with them, O Father. Bless them as they pursue their studies. Take care of them. Look after them. And we thank you, God, for all that you've done for us till now. Be with us throughout today and in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.